It'll take probably an own goal or a deflection. Just them little things always help. But we know as a group as well, we've got to defend properly at certain times, and we've got to be switched on for the whole 90 minutes. Not obviously. It's just one of those things where we push forward so many bodies, and we want to get a goal, and we want to get a win for the gaffer, and we want to get a win for everyone, the fans, ourselves, and we want to give the place a lift. And at the moment, it's just not the luck's just not on our side.
You seem to match them for the majority of the game, at least. A team in the top six, does that give you any confidence, or is it just looking back thinking it's another missed opportunity?
No, for us, it's another missed opportunity. For us, we go into every game knowing that we can get 3 points. I thought they were there for the taking tonight, especially with the way they play. They play very open and they take risks, and it was a good opportunity for us. And like you say, it's a kick in the teeth because we've pushed and pushed, and we've ended up not getting anything from it.
And of course, ultimately now, of course, it's 10 games without a win. Psychologically, has that got any effect on you?
No, not in my books. I've been in worse positions before and been in teams where we haven't won for quite a while. So for me, it's not about being negative or looking at that side of it. It's about being positive and looking forward to the next game. Now, we're all raring to go, ready for Fulham at home again. So we're hoping the fans get right behind us again and give us a lift, and the players will be right up for it.
It's all about a reaction, isn't it? Just to react to what was an encouraging start here against Reading, and to take that into the game of the weekend.
Yeah, of course. Well, that's what we've got to look at. We've got to look at the positives and the way we played, the way we created chances, take exactly the same mentality into the game against Fulham and go from there. Again, it's going to be another tough game for us with the way they play, but it's there for us. We know that we can do it. We know that we can get 3 points, and we've got to stay positive.
How did you enjoy being back in the defence this evening?
Yeah, it's great for me getting 90 minutes, but obviously I'm disappointed for the lads. They're a good group. They work extremely hard on the training pitch, and obviously for me to come in, Morrow's been struggling with injuries recently, so it was a time for him to have a little rest. Shots, unfortunately, he's picked up an injury today, hopefully not too serious for the weekend. So we're picking up injuries at the wrong time as well, with in the back, especially with the window shutting today as well. It makes things a lot more difficult for us. But we're a tight-knit group, and that's what we have to do. We have to stick together when it's difficult times. You always show the leaders and the characters that come out, and we've got a good group of them. So hopefully that'll all come out and get us ready for the game on Saturday.
Just a very final question. 16,000 Blues fans here tonight, certainly in good voice before the Reading goal. What's your message to them?
Just to be positive and keep getting right behind the team. I know they've been patient, they've been frustrated at times, but you can't ask any more of them. They always get behind the team and they always support them. 16,000 on a Tuesday night, what more can you ask for? It's a great turnout, and obviously we're just disappointed that we can't give them something to go home and cheer about at the moment, but hopefully things will change, and I just want them to stay behind the team and keep being positive and keep getting right behind the team and the staff.